Pasco, Pasco, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Optus Murray Bridge. Optus, covering more of our region than ever.
Crypto scams. People are getting scammed in South Australia. It's becoming a real issue, actually. We really need to keep an eye out and be a bit more critical, be a bit less open to possibilities sometimes. Tell us about the latest.
I talked to a guy here in South Australia, and he was basically sucked into a get-rich investment scheme. So he had this app on his phone, and they get you in as a trial thing first. And they say, you know, if you'd invested $20 and, you know, that turned into, let's say, $50 on his phone, he thought, well, this is all right. So he put $50 into it because he was making pretend money right at the beginning. So when got $50, he's looking at his crypto investment on his phone, he's, well, this is all right. And that $50 turned into $200. So he decided, you know what, this is a really good thing. So he put in $1,000. Now, according to his phone, it went up to $2,500. He thought, well, this is going really well. So he added in another $4,000. So that means it's showed on his phone over a few days' time, they've grown to $25,000. He contacted me and I said, you know what, try and get some money out.
Yeah, good call.
All right, let's try and get some money out of this thing. And I was reluctant right back at the beginning when he told me about it because he rang me and said, it stinks to me. So he tried to get his money out. No, there's no way. We can't do it now. There are trade contracts in place. Not the right time. You have to put more money in to take more money out. You know, and then they said, we'll show you how to do this yourself. So they installed any desk on his smartphone and computer. They had access to everything, including his banking records on there.
Oh, dear.
So is he going to get any money back from it? No, he's not. He realises this is a scam. Now he lost just over $5,000 from it. Very embarrassed by it, as you would be, for it. But it's a big lesson for people out there at the moment. There are some crypto companies out there. There's one that's advertised on the back of an AFL jumper at the moment. But honestly, Jenny, for me, it's like going to the casino and betting black or red or odd or even.
Yeah.
I reckon he's got about as just the same chance. So,
and it's such a red flag, Richard, as well, when someone says, let me install some software on your computer or phone, unless they're a legitimate, unless they're the Adelaide Tech guy or, Apple or something like that.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
You never, ever let them do that. And the analogy I always use with people is, if I came to your house to see you, and said, lovely to meet you. I need you and the wife to stand on the front lawn for the next hour while I have a look around your house. You'd never, ever do it. And that's the same thing.
Yeah. So if you think that you have been scammed, someone's messed with your computer, they've installed some software, what do you do? Is it the sort of scenario where you need to wipe everything, get an expert?
No. You need to get an expert in.
Yeah.
And like the banks are really getting really strict on this now, that if you've let somebody go along, access your computer and access your accounts, they will shut all your accounts down until you get somebody like me to give you a clean bill of health.
Yeah, absolutely. And always change those passwords, hey? That's a good one.
After that, yes, you would have to. So, yes.
Yep.
Don't leave it as password.
Now, yeah. Richard, I never thought I'd get into TikTok, but I've really gotten into it. There's some fun stuff. It's amazing the creativity of young people today. There's some lovely, there's some great character development, comedy and recipes and all sorts of things that you can check out on TikTok. But unfortunately, it's also a place where people like to do dares and they like to one-up each other. They like to eat Tide Pods. What's the latest dangerous social media challenge?
In TikTok, it's called the Blackout Challenge. And honestly, parents out there really need to talk to your kids about this. TikTok is actually being sued by the families of two young girls who died due to this challenge. So the Blackout Challenge, one of many challenges that have cropped up on TikTok in the past couple of years. People are encouraged to hold their breath until they pass out or even use belts or purse strings to choke themselves.
Yeah.
Not good. It is absolutely awful. They're facing multiple lawsuits from parents who allege their kids died of strangulation after trying the challenge. A rep for TikTok told the Washington Post that it blocked users from being able to search for the challenge. The Washington Post went in there and found it very easily, and it just pops up on kids' algorithms. So what can you do? Talk to your kids frankly and honestly about the dangers of associated with a challenge like this. You know, you've got to work with them on strategies to identify dangerous pranks and trends, like the word challenge or being asked to participate in a video without knowing what's meant to happen, you know, and how to respond to peer pressure in a way that feels comfortable but firm. Talk to your kids about it because, you know, this thing is not going away.
No, and also, I mean, personally, I don't think we should ban something that, you know, a whole platform which has a lot of marvellous applications and entertainment value. Yeah. It's more about talking to the kids about what's acceptable, what but not to do.
Parents out there can have that two-way conversation with your kids about social media. And you don't really castigise, you know, castigate them for what they're doing on there, but have that conversation with them.
Yeah, good one, Richard. Richard Pascoe, Adelaide's tech guy, is with us. I'm quite intrigued by this. Why don't we ever see a movie villain using an iPhone, Richard?
Apple won't let them, basically. So they don't want to have their products appearing in the hands of villainous characters. Do you ever remember the show 24?
Oh, it's ringing a bell, but I don't think I ever watched it.
Kiefer Sutherland out there. So all the good guys, and Kiefer always had iPhones and Macs on there. So, you know, they'd not sponsor the show, but Apple will not let a bad guy use an Apple product because they've actually put a statement out saying the Apple product is shown only in the best light in a manner of context that it reflects favourably on the Apple products or Apple Inc. That's why you'll only ever see positive exposure on the screen, and you'll never see a villain use an iPhone.
That's so interesting. What if, you know, what if someone making a film wants to just have it as a prop? Could they do that? I don't know.
No, I don't think you can, because they've got certain rules out there when you start to go along and use it. They show the back of it. And people have noticed in some TV shows, they will block out the Apple logo on the back of a Mac.
Yep.
For it, or they'll put a phone in a case.
Yeah, right. There you go. Always keeping us informed and absolutely entertained. Thanks, Richard.
Thanks, Jenny. Talk to you soon.